Glossary. Meanings explained here are only for the use of the words in this book. Ancestors. Persons who came before you in a family line, such as a grandfather or someone earlier. Bear. A large, heavy animal with thick fur and a very short tail. Borrow. To be allowed to use something, such as money, for a period of time, with the promise to return it. Cache. A place for hiding or storing something, such as food or other things that are needed. Caribou. A North American animal having horns of the same family as a moose, but smaller. Cartridge. The case, usually metal, which holds the powder in a shot from a gun. Cough. To clear the throat by forcing out air with a sudden loud noise. Creek. A small river or stream. Degree. A measurement for temperature. Example, 20 degrees below zero. Famine. A great lack of food that causes starving in a large region. Frost. Moisture which freezes and gives a white appearance to things it covers. Gambling. The playing of games in which the winner gains something of value, usually an amount of money. Gambler. A person who plays such games. Grubstake. Money loaned to a man starting on a journey seeking gold, to allow him to buy food and other things he needs. The person lending the money receives a share of what is found. Hallucination. The seeing or hearing of things around you that are not really there. This often happens to people who are very ill or weak. Harness. The strips of leather by which the dogs pulling a sled are bound together. These strips are arranged so the driver of the sled can control the movements of the dogs. Howl. The long, sad cry of wolves, dogs, and some other animals. Indian. A member of one of the many tribes of native people who were already living in North America before people arrived from Europe. Missionary. A person sent by a church to teach its religion. Missionaries. More than one missionary. Mission. The building where the missionaries lived and taught, and also where some of the pupils lived. Mitten. A glove with one large covering for four fingers and another smaller one for the thumb. Moccasin. A shoe made of soft leather without a heel. Moose. A large North American animal having large horns with many points, of the same family as the caribou, but larger. Numb. Loss of all or part of the sense of feeling. Otter. An animal having soft, thick fur, which is able to swim. It has a long tail and eats small animals and fish. Ounce. A measurement of weight. Scientist. A person who works to learn more about a science. Seal. A sea animal with short fur, that lives in cold waters and eats fish. Sisters, female members of a church group, frequently missionaries and teachers. Sled, a low wagon on metal rods, used for riding or for carrying things across snow and ice. They are pulled by several strong dogs taught to do this work. Snowshoes, wood frames with leather strips arranged to support a person's weight on top of snow. They are worn on the shoes to permit walking without sinking into deep snow. Sock, a short stocking. Spear, a long metal or wood stick with a sharply pointed head, which can be thrown by hand to kill an animal. Stake a claim. To mark a piece of land on which you believe there is gold. When land is thus marked, it becomes yours, and another person cannot honorably search for gold in that place. Trail. The path followed by sleds when they travel from one place to another. The passing of the sleds presses down the snow so the trail can be seen easily. Ulysses, a Greek king of ancient times who was famous for his wandering. Watch, a device for telling time that is small enough to be carried in a pocket. Yukon, a territory of northwest Canada, east of Alaska. Also, a river flowing through this territory and Alaska into the Bering Sea. Zero, the amount of cold that is 32 degrees below freezing, according to one system of measuring temperature.